Welcome to the Walking Through Time podcasts. There are plenty more to make your visit to New Norfolk more enjoyable.
Well, the first bridge, I think, was probably, 1834 or something rather like that. I think it was, I can't remember. But that didn't last very long. It was swept away kind of thing. And the first bridge that I can remember was the 1895 bridge. It was built, I think it was 1890, no, was it earlier than that? We'll say the late 1800s anyway. And that was built there with a wooden bridge, of course, you know, with all the stays and one thing and another in those days. Everything was wood in it. And, of course, that opened up the town, for one thing, the old cemetery that was in Stephen Street reached its capacity, and there was nowhere else really to have a cemetery but on the other side of the river where it is now, the North Central Cemetery, is now good sandy soil there, and looser soil anyway. And once they built the bridge across, they could use that to go over, and opened up the other side of the river. And of course there was the toll house there where you paid a toll to go on this bridge anyway. And funny thing, I can remember this when I was a small kid. She lived at Valleyfield, and she was walking across this bridge one Friday night, and she came into the shop. I can remember it well, and the whole town was talking about it. Walking across on, there was the motorway, and there was a walkway as well, separate. And she put her foot, and her foot went through the thing, and she went down up to her armpits in this bridge and on the walkway kind of thing, you know. And there was great horror on the town that she could have, you know, kind of, which I suppose she wasn't in any danger really going to the river, but just showed the awful state that it was in. Now, that would be in the late 1920s, I should think. Anyway, so they decided that something had to be done, and they decided that they would build a new bridge, of course. And then that was officially opened in 1930, and that was the one that was made out of steel pipes kind of thing, joined together, you know, for the pylons, and then a concrete top on this, so the pylons had to be reasonably close together. All the concrete was mixed by hand, and Claude and Via Hay were two of the fellas a generation ahead of me, but they were really good friends with them. And Claude worked on the bridge there, and he used to say they mixed all the cement by hand. And he said the boss used to say they're coming along to test the cement today, and they used to make test blocks and take them back and samples to Hobart to test them. He said so they'd make an extra strong bit on that particular day. They knew they were coming to collect the anyway. So the bridge was opened in 1930, and lo and behold, I think in the first in a very short time, it kind of sunk in the middle a bit. You know, not much, but it was there. And that was there until the, until they demolished it many years later on. So the old bridge was then demolished, one thing or another. But it was a real hazard because the old piles, when they tried to demolish, they all broke off, and they were never, you know, pulled out of the ground. And there was the stumps of them were there. Well, As young fellows later on, of course, we used to dare one another to dive off the new bridge, and that was quite a high. We never had any instruction on how to dive or anything like that. We just learnt, you know, you do it, but you always learnt that you never dived on that side of the bridge because that's where all the stumps were, kind of thing, and it was a real hazard there for shipping and boating and all that sort of thing if you went along with your outboard motor. later on, one thing or another, and hit one of those, you know, one of the stumps, you know. Anyway, a 1930 bridge there, and that eventually, became redundant kind of thing. So I think it was 1975, they decided to build the present bridge. And I can remember the old bridge. The 1930 bridge was flat across. It was level, if you know what I mean. And then you had the steep climb up from the Bridge Street end up to Montague Street. It was quite steep. Well, when I say quite steep, because the cars in those days and the lorry were not very powerful. We had the bakehouse as part of our shop, our general store, and all the flour and that used to come up on the Marana, and the steamer stores were on the other side of the road, of the other side of the river. So we had to go over there and pick up the flour. And I can remember we had these T-model Fords, and we'd go over there and pick up four bags of flour, something like that, and they'd rev them up by the toll house there and have a run real as much pace as they could get to get up the hill. And they'd get three parts of the way up and she wouldn't take it, so we had to back down and take a bag off and run up with three bags kind of thing, you know, sort of thing, and go back and collect the other one. That's right. Well, talking about the 1890, it must have been earlier than that, because what prompted that bridge to be built, the first wooden bridge, was the railway came across and didn't come on the Norfolk side, and that was in the late 1880s. So we had to have access to the town, from the town to the railway station. So that was when the wooden bridge was built there. So I just missed that bit out when I was talking about that. So anyway, with the new bridge, the 1975, that was built on the slope, you see, so there wasn't any hill to climb. That was done, and it's a very good job. And I've got some lovely footage, and one of my movies of that, of the opening day there. And the cars coming down the new bridge and going over and going up on the old bridge and one thing another there. So, that'll be fairly rare, I should imagine. Yeah. Mm. Later on they demolished, of course, with the steel poles. They went along later on with a derrick or crane, whatever you call it, on a dredge, and they pulled all those steel pipes out, one thing another. So. There's no trace of the 1930 bridge left, but at the end of the 1930s bridge, there were two stone pillars at each end with a light on top on a pedestal. They were taken and stored at Royal Derwent, and when you come into the town now from Hobart, if you see that sign that says New Norfolk, and one of those, stone that was at the end of the bridge is there at Millbrook Rise, where the with the light on top. I don't know whether it works or not, but anyway, and there's still some of the stone from the bridge there that's stored in Royal Derwent there. So.
The Walking Through Time project has been made possible through the assistance of the Australian Government's Your Community Heritage Program and funding from the Derwent Valley Council. We would like to thank the many members of the public who have given freely of their thoughts and memories to make this project a success.